Hello, I'm George.
And I'm Matt. Yeah. Welcome to our podcast, bitches.
It's the first episode. Really excited to get this underway for you guys.
Yeah, for anyone that's listening, really.
We're excited to end our first segment, our weekly update, where we pretty much just read stuff off stuff.
.co.nz, our unofficial sponsor.
Our unofficial sponsor.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
First thing I'd like to talk about is actually the twerking server.
Oh yeah, she's hot.
The what was her name?
Anastasia. No.
Anastasia Ashley.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Here we go.
Anastasia Ashley, the twerking surfer that was apparently newsworthy.
Well, it's in the top stories and stuff, so it must be news.
Pro surfer Anastasia Ashley warm-up routine consists of twerking ahead of the Supergirl Pro contest. I am extremely glad to see this in the news today,
yeah,
personally.
We did watch it a few times. It's quite lovely.
I broke a sweat.
I cracked a boner.
that may not be appropriate.
What else is news? A New Zealander has won Mr. Gay title over. That's not really news.
Mr. Gay.
What is it? I'll find it. Mr. Gay World.
When you get back.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. What's his name? Chris Owage. Oh, in Belgium, on Mr. Gay.
How do you qualify to get into a Mr. Gay contest? Do you like
a bit of dick, I guess.
This. Okay, no, next one.
What else is making news?
The Crusaders, Sea City Boys.
Oh god, it's fucking gay. It's for a good cause though, which is good for cystic fibrosis, is it?
Just let me read this. Five Crusaders, if it is a makeshift boy band, have hit the right note with the New Zealand public as they reign triumph on the iTunes charts. First on the iTunes charts.
Yeah. Have you heard of that?
The
song.
What's it called again?
It's like walking on something.
Never Walk Away.
Yeah, Never Walk Away.
New Zealand's answer to One Direction.
It's a shit song, but it's for a good cause, so you can't really hate on it.
Israel Dagg is the next Harry Styles.
No, I challenge Israel Dagg to a rap battle because he's a piece of shit.
No! Israel Dagg's good, man.
No, he's not.
He is.
Have you heard him rap? He's terrible.
He's better than you, man.
No, he's not.
He is.
I challenge him.
You challenge him to a rap battle?
I challenge him to a rap battle.
It's official. If Israel Dagg ever listened to this, get in touch with us and we'll have a rap battle.
That's probably not going to happen. Well, that was a good segue into our next segment. Sports!
I like how it's written here. Sports. Like you're a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Just look.
Oh, just on the topic of rugby, we could talk about the Super Rugby Final.
Super Rugby Final, yeah.
Chiefs versus the Brumbies, was it?
I don't know. We were pretty wasted when it was on.
Yeah, we were quite drunk. I don't even know. I think the Chiefs won.
They did. They did win.
Did they?
Yep.
Good on them.
Well done.
Keeping it in New Zealand.
Well done, Chiefs. Mm-hmm. You've done Waikato proud.
Yeah, it's... Wish the Highlanders won.
You wish the Highlanders? You have some sort of sick affiliation with the Highlanders. It can't be healthy.
Jimmy Cairn, if you're listening.
Thanks, Matt.
Well, the NBA. We're a bit late, but it's still news.
It's currently in the NBA off-season, and a few notable trades I've been following, I guess, is kind of the Andre Iguodala trade to the Golden State Warriors,
yeah,
and the massive trades between the Celtics and the Nets.
Yeah, I don't really know, but I heard they're big.
They're big. Good input.
Well, you said massive. So.
Massive. The big off-season will be next year when LeBron is free agent.
Hopefully he quits.
Hopefully he quits basketball. I agree.
Oh, and that Stephen Adams fella from New Zealand.
Yeah, that fella. Oklahoma City Thunder.
Old Bellary Valley's brother.
Bellary Adams now, isn't it?
Same thing. Yeah, he's gone to Oklahoma City Thunder, and he'll never get any game time and never be successful. So, well, good on you, mate.
He's got a $1 million contract already.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I mean,
I suppose $1 million to sit on the bench and do nothing's not bad at all.
My desire to sit on to do nothing for $1 million is unrealistic.
It would be quite nice, I guess, but I'm sort of hating on it that he got in.
Why?
I was sort of hoping he was gonna get nowhere.
That's horrible.
Or go to a really shit team. It's just, I think it's because he's at a good team. It disappoints me the most.
He's made himself unavailable to play for New Zealand. And New Zealand had just got back from China, where there's people that were our age that were playing from Tall Blacks.
Really?
Yeah, they're really, really diving deep for some young talent.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
Oh, Ashes.
The cricket. Did you watch the Ashes?
No, I haven't been following it at all.
No, I watched the first game.
It was during my sleep.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it was Aussie lost, didn't they? Was it a whitewash?
I think Australia won. Australia lost.
Oh, no, they drew a game because of the rain.
They lost two, and then the last one, Australia was in the driving seat, and they kind of...
The driving seat.
The driving seat.
Oh.
And they got rained off, and now Australia can't win the Ashes.
Yeah. So they lost.
Yeah, well, they lost. 3 games, and then they've already lost the Ashes.
Yeah, that's poor Australia.
What's next?
Talk about Instagram and Facebook.
This next one I'm a bit excited about, because we're looking for a celebrity to somewhat harass on the social media networks into saying my name on a public broadcast and acknowledging me as a person. Now, my Instagram is, I don't even know.
Something real dumb.
It's got my name in it.
But we'll probably make a Facebook page for this, and we'll put our Instagram names on that. So you could give us a cheeky follow. That'd be great.
Cheeky follow would be great.
Speaking of celebrities, our next segment is celebrity gossip.
Wow, chicka wow.
And first up, we've got the guy off Glee. Who overdosed on drugs.
It's not funny. You can't laugh about that.
It's just what we've written down.
Yeah, what did you write down?
He hated the show so much he killed himself.
No. No, that's way too bad.
Too soon.
It's way... Oh, my God.
No, but it is quite sad. It's a serious drug problem going on in America.
A serious drug problem? What? Like, think of all the celebrities that have died of an overdose of drug. That you actually liked.
Oh, I quite like Heath Ledger. He's cool.
What? The thing is, I can't really think of that many. Like, Kurt Cobain is kind of...
He killed himself. He didn't overdose on drugs. He just shot his head off.
He shot his head off because he was high on drugs.
Oh, yeah. But that's not overdosing on drugs.
Yeah. It's drug related.
Oh. So?
So. So.
What else we got for celebrity gossip?
X Factor.
What, New Zealand? Or
in New Zealand,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
The best one.
The disappointing loss of Benny Tiffany?
No. Benny, no.
Why? Who do you want to win?
Who do you think would I want to win?
I don't know.
Cassie Anderson.
Oh, mate.
Cassie.
She left ages ago.
I'm Team Cassie for life.
Keep up with it.
Team Cassie for life, man.
No, the Jackie one, that's alright, I guess.
Jackie, I like Jackie. What was the other guy that was Fenua. In the top three? Fenua.
Yeah, but
Fenua Patua.
No one liked him, though.
Really?
I didn't.
So no one.
Pretty much. Yeah, well, she's doing all right. She was in number one on iTunes before these bloody Crusaders came and kicked her out. Benny was, I think, second as well.
I really think these Crusaders should just focus on the rugby. Maybe if they did that a little more, they would have won.
Yeah, they're pretty shit.
Yeah, shit.
Well, they didn't come in the final, did they? They didn't win the competition.
They're in the semis.
I suppose it's all right. Shout out to Christchurch.
Shaky city.
What up? So, man.
What?
You're ripping me out about the guy about doing drugs, and that's...
Yeah,
closer to home, mate.
You're a dick.
Oh, Kanye West is performing at the VMAs, everyone. My boy, my chocolate daddy, Kanye, at the VMAs. That's pretty good news, I reckon, because he hasn't...
Do you think?
He hasn't performed in, like, 2 years, and he hasn't done any, like, live performances since the release of his new album.
He's announced a tour, hasn't he?
Has he?
Yeah.
Really?
I saw a poster for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. I might look that up, actually. Where'd you see that?
On Tumblr.
So it's most likely not real.
Possibly.
But it could be. Hold up. Kanye West. It's already there.
It's disturbing how many times you search Kanye West.
Well, there's nothing here about him performing at the VMAs, so that might not even be real.
The VMAs.
I think it's real. I saw that on Tumblr as well.
Tumblr is our primary source for useless gossip.
Kanye got slammed for ignorant lyrics.
Well,
yeah.
He is an ignorant rapper. That's what I like about rappers. The ignorant, stupid raps that don't make sense or anything.
First of all, it's not stupid raps. It's a fucking awesome album.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. It's an alright album.
Alright, mate. What else have we got in celebrity gossip?
I have right here, Usher's son has been hospitalised after a pool accident.
Usher, is it? Oh, yeah, Usher.
The guy that sings Climax.
Yeah, we know it.
Do you care about Usher at all?
Not really.
Okay, no, next.
If it ain't Kanye, it ain't news.
Ain't Kanye.
Oh, Bieber brawl over waitress. What's this?
Bieber?
Oh, no, we don't really care.
No, no Justin Bieber.
I saw on Facebook just before you came around that apparently Chris Brown's releasing his next album then quitting music.
Thank you, God.
Which is a bloody good news.
Thank you, Chris Brown.
Round of applause for Chris Brown for quitting music.
Hey, so Chris Brown right here. The headline I find quite baffling.
Don't.
Stop. No, I'm not going to go. I'm not. Chris Brown sneaks into jail. What?
Don't say what you're gonna say.
I'm not gonna say
I know that. What you're gonna say.
Chris Brown has reportedly turned himself into a Los Angeles jail. The 24-year-old singer was due to be booked for his alleged hit and run offense on Tuesday. Did he hit someone?
Oh, he hit Rihanna pretty hard.
Too soon. Are they, like, friends again anyway?
I think they're going back out.
Really?
Yeah, well...
Oh, bad girl Riri.
Bad boy. Oh, no, that's just pretending to say.
Okay.
That's about it for celebrity gossip this week.
Okay, hold up. I've got one more. A Miley Cyrus quote of the day for me. I'm not a ratchet white girl. Well,
hate to break the to you, Miley, but you are.
Bit of a contradiction to yourself, Miley.
You're also a bit of a whore.
No. I like Miley. No, I don't. That was a lie.
She's got a bit of a dyke haircut, though, at the moment.
Yeah, no. I think I would love her a lot more if she didn't have a lesbian haircut.
You got something against gays, man?
No offense towards gays, but I just don't like Miley Cyrus's haircut. I liked her better when she was Hannah Montana.
Yeah. Let's go back to the good old days back in Disney.
Bring back Hannah.
Alright, and next segment.
Oh no.
My personal favourite.
Personal favourite.
Our friend Charlie.
Now, we have this friend. Yeah. We're not going to disclose his full name because this could Not great stuff.
It's Charlie Morrison, everyone.
Charles Stuart Morrison the VII has been our friend for about
five
years now. And,
sadly.
No,
he's all right.
And we've had some great times with Charlie, but some things just aren't right when it comes to Charlie.
The shit he does is, I don't know how to describe it. It's, how would you describe it?
It's nothing. It's Charlie.
It's Charlie.
It's just Charlie.
You just describe it like you're saying it's Charlie.
Now, we'd like to share a story with you from our memories with Charlie Morrison. Take it away, mate.
Well, I can't remember what year it was. Probably about year 10 or 11.
So we're about 14.
Yeah, 14, 15. And we're like, we're at school one day. Charlie wasn't there. We're like, oh, where's Charlie? And then I don't really know where I'm going with this story, but
it must have been a week later.
It was like a week later because he wasn't at school for the whole week. I kid you not. And it turns out he didn't come to the school for a week because he had a sore neck from sleeping on it funny.
He slept on his neck funny.
And that caused him to not come to school for a week, which is pretty fucking pathetic in my books.
These kind of actions really describe what Charlie is.
Well, we'll throw in another story. What's another? Well, we could talk about the rape charge.
okay, no. Tune in next week for a rape charge.
From Charlie Morrison.
Okay, I think that's probably it.
Yeah, we should probably stop. We're not hating on him, but...
We love Charlie.
Yeah, if you're listening, Charlie, we love you.
Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. We'll get a next episode as soon as we can.
If we don't get 1,000 likes on Facebook, we're not making a podcast ever again. So, thank you for listening. This is George and Matt signing out. Goodbye.